She's known as one of the more unflappable ministers in the Rudd government. But during a Senate estimates hearing this morning, Climate Change Minister Penny Wong was ridiculed by the opposition for her responses to questions about two letters. One was the leaked letter from her colleague Martin Ferguson outlining his opposition to the government's Fuel Watch scheme. The other was a letter from the Prime Minister that Senator Wong was unable to confirm that she'd received. Sabra Lane reports on the Rowdy Exchange.
Martin Ferguson's leaked cabinet letter has blunted the government's attack on the coalition over petrol. For more than a week, it goaded the opposition over the split in its ranks over its policy to cut fuel excise by 5 cents. Mr. Ferguson's missive illustrated that Labor too was experiencing opposition within over petrol, but this time it was over its much-publicised program, Fuel Watch. This morning, in a Senate estimates hearing, Liberal Senator Rod Kemp asked Climate Change Minister Penny Wong if she was responsible for the leak.
Can I ask the Minister whether it was her staff or any of her department that leaked the letter?
I understand that Minister Ferguson has made a public statement in relation to this issue.
I think there is a view, Senator Wong, that a member of the Cabinet has leaked this letter, and you're a member of the Cabinet. And I'm asking you a straightforward question, whether it was you, a member of your staff or your department, who leaked this letter.
I understand very clearly the conventions which apply to Cabinet, including Cabinet solidarity. If you have further questions about this issue, I suggest you ask them of Minister Ferguson.
No, I'm actually asking I think we'll be asking Cabinet ministers to make sure that they're on the public record as denying the fact, or in fact, if the case be, sort of confessing the fact that they have leaked the letter. It's a very straightforward question.
Senator, as I said...
No tricks in that question. So what's the answer?
Senator, as I said, I am aware of and seek to honour the conventions which apply to Cabinet.
Does that mean, just trying to sort of cut through the verbiage, that you said it wasn't you that leaked the letter, is that right?
What I'm saying is, I'm not commenting on this issue.
Well, conventions, an amazing response.
The conventions which apply to Cabinet.
All right, Madam Chair, well, I'll move on. I think the committee will note that Minister failed to rule out that it was her that leaked the letter. We'll leave it there.
Of course, coalition senators will never get an answer to that question, no matter who they ask. But for the opposition, it's a chance to maximise the government's pain over the damaging leak. While Liberal senators temporarily closed its line of questioning on that letter, it wanted answers about another one. Again, Senator Rod Kemp.
When did you receive a charter letter from the Prime Minister outlining your duties?
I have to say, Senator, I would need to take that question on notice.
A charter letter is usually sent by the Prime Minister to new ministers, outlining their roles and responsibilities. Senator Wong told Senator Kemp that another minister had already answered questions on that topic, but that she could not say if she'd received one.
A charter letter is one of the most significant letters a minister receives. Have you received a charter letter from the Prime Minister?
Well, as I said, I'd have to take this question on notice, Senator.
Well, you must know whether you've got a letter from the Prime Minister telling you what your duties are, surely.
I've asked to take this question on notice.
This is not a hard question. This is actually a yes-no. Have you received a charter letter, yes or no?
Sensing some discomfort, coalition senators persisted. Senator Ian Macdonald.
It belies credibility to suggest that you don't even know whether you've got the most important letter you'll ever receive in your ministerial career.
And as I've said, I'm taking that question on notice.
I'm sorry to suggest to Senator Wong that she's telling little fibbers, but it just belies acceptance.
That's right out of order,
Senator Wong does not know whether or not she has...
You can't say that at an estimates committee or impugn the minister in that way.
And after a break for morning tea, Senator Wong gave the hearing an update.
I've confirmed with my office I have not received a charter letter.
Liberal senators wonder if it's still in the mail or yet to be written.
Sabra Lane in Canberra.